right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 222. I am GPD and I am here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we've got a wombat.
Right, 222, that's one-third the sign of the devil. And speaking of one-third Satan, we're also joined by Shipwreck.
I'm totally confused at that intro already, but okay, I'm here.
You're part Satan, I picked up on it.
Yeah,
222, that's you.
There's a lot of math going on in the show so far.
Mm-hmm.
I want out. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. A lot of stuff to talk about today. The November NPDs just came out. A lot of maybe some surprises there.
I'll just act surprised. Is that going to be good enough for
you?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just spit your coffee out.
I'm sorry. I missed my cue.
Right, right. You got to wait till I tell you the PS3 numbers.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm standing by.
Okay, well, we're going to do that a little bit later. Let's see what else is going on. I don't know. Nothing's going on.
You're really exciting.
Right. Well, we'll talk about the games that we've been playing a little bit later. Maybe we should start with some show feedback from last week. Is that a good way to start?
I have some show feedback from last week.
Well, then that sounds like a good way to start.
It sounds like a plan. I'm glad that you've worked this out.
In an outline form.
Yes, there you go. Oh My Blazes says, Cheapy, I have had the dreaded vasectomy. I had it done about 4 years ago.
Right. Last week we talked about it. How do we even bring that up?
You don't want another kid
balls,
and you're tired of wearing condoms and balls.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I told you that I switched my brand of condoms from the horse.
To the dinosaur.
No. I went from the dinosaur to the horse now to pigeon. No, I don't know. There's no animal associated with this brand. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I can safely say it was the easiest procedure I've ever gone through. It took probably about 15 minutes. There wasn't any pain, but I will say a syringe to the balls is a strange feeling. I highly recommend it. Just make sure you find a good doctor. Entertaining show as usual. So, there you go. Straight from the horse's mouth. Vasectomy's A-okay. I think you should get one. And audio boo, the whole thing.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Think of the hits.
I don't mind wearing condoms, to be honest with you. As Howard Stern says, it makes him last longer. I think that's the same with me.
Excellent.
I'm going to just start applying rubber cement on top of the condom.
That sounds uncomfortable.
No, then I won't feel anything.
Whatever works for you.
I'm sure Mrs. Cheapy wants me to last as long as possible.
I'm sure all she's thinking about is how much longer do I have to do this before I can sleep.
That's exactly what she's thinking about.
I know.
Get off already, both literally and figuratively.
Exactly. It's very funny. That was cute.
Yes. What else we got, Wombat?
JSD says, Wombat, please update us again next week on how the Sony surround bar is working out. I've been thinking of getting one, but I wasn't sure of the quality or the effectiveness of the surround sound. I heard you need a specific room shape or setup, but I'm curious how you're using it. So far, so good. I really have no complaints.
We have to qualify that this is not the sort of official PS3 one that just came out, I think, last month. This is a different Sony one that they sell on Amazon.
Yeah, this is a different Sony one. They sell it on Amazon. They sell it at Best Buy, too. It's the, what is it, the something 150. So.
Okay, and it's the one that this one comes with a little subwoofer. It's the HT-CT 150 3D soundbar system by Sony.
Yes.
So does it sound like surround sound? That's the important part.
I've had a couple of instances where I was like, "Wow, they did a really good job of simulating surround sound." Then again, I haven't really watched anything all that incredible yet.
Surround sound shouldn't be that overpowering. I think a lot of people, when they set up their systems, they think that they should be hearing stuff out of their rear speakers all the time. So they increase the levels a lot. But the reality is it's really just meant to supplement the sound that's out of the front and only like certain situations.
What I will say that it does well, and especially for the price, because it wasn't really crazy expensive, is it does a good job of sounding well without having to be loud. Like, you can tell you're using an audio setup without it having to be turned up all the way.
Understood. It sounds good at a low volume.
Exactly. Yeah. That is a simple way to put it. Sure, if you want to be easy. But yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's also, it was $250, right? Not even.
Yeah, it was, right. I got it for $238, I think.
Right. Mine had an extra zero on the end. The Yamaha one that I got has an extra zero.
Exactly. For 1/10 the price of yours.
Yes.
I'm not going to, you know,
You can't complain.
I can't complain. And it sounds significantly better, infinitely better than the TV speakers.
Sure. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of sucks about Japan is that they don't really sell these types of cheap electronics. And even like, you know, surround home theater in a box systems, there's a million of them in America. And a lot of the ones by Yamaha and Sony are pretty well reviewed. They just don't sell them in Japan. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I don't think my audio thing is going to win any awards, but I don't need. That's not what I was looking for.
It's cheap and you got your money's worth.
Exactly.
Excellent. Shipwreck, what are you doing? You said that you were going to invest in some sort of sound system.
I'm going with one of the Yamaha sound bars, I believe, but not at Christmas time, I don't think.
Not this year.
Not right now. Maybe it'll be in the spring, probably.
I think they're coming out with some new ones that are less expensive.
Perfect.
Right. I really like mine. I think mine, the one that I got, the 5100. It's pretty amazing. You do hear the surround sound. It really does sound like it's coming behind you and off to the side. And it's
for the amount of money you spent, that thing better give you a hand job every time you watch something.
It doesn't, unfortunately.
Then you need a new one.
I can give myself a hand job while I listen to it.
That's not really a hand job.
It's not?
No.
You
have to sit on your hand for 5 minutes first.
No, I tried that once. I don't think it really worked.
No, you're not a fan of the stranger?
No. What's the one called where if you sit on your left hand? Doesn't that have a separate name?
The perfect stranger.
Nice. That was cute. Right. You mean the Balky Partakamas?
Right. When you're rolling out the dough, make sure you roll it slow. Remember that?
Yeah.
Bibi Vodka song, right? Huh? All right. Anyway, what else do we have, Wombat?
We have Amnesia Bot says, Joystick today put up a post about the CAG Child's Play donation drive, whatnot. You can go read it and ejaculate now, GV.
Right. Last week, I bitched that nobody wrote about our Child's Play charities, that fundraisers that we were doing. I bitched about it on the show.
Boy, did you.
And what happened, Wombat?
Someone at Joystick did hear the show and said, we never got an email from GB. So.
All right. I forgot to send it. My bad. Oops.
So,
No. I sent it. I definitely sent
it. Yeah, I'm sure you sent it, but you probably sent it to... Did you send it to an individual?
No, I sent it to Tips.
Yeah, that would be why. It probably just got lost in the sauce.
Well, last time I wanted to send them something, they said, send it to Tips.
But yeah, I guess if you're a regular person, but you're GPD.
I asked, I said, and they told me to send it to Tips.
Well, whatever. I got it. I spoke to someone there. I sent them a link. We worked on it, you know, and thanks to yours truly, it made it onto joystick.com.
Right. It basically accomplished nothing, by the way.
What do you mean? It made money.
Like barely any.
$15.
Right. It all counts.
Yeah.
It all counts.
It didn't count that much. So I need full sight skin on Joystick of the our Child's Play auction. So
far, Joystick has raised $12.75.
Right. Congratulations.
To your name.
Thanks a lot. No, I'm just kidding. I do appreciate it. And maybe I was being a little bit of a douche. But I was telling you how I felt, and if that makes me a douche, then I'm a douche.
Yeah, well, you're a douche for other reasons.
Right. So, yeah. I just admitted it.
I know.
Not arguing with you.
It's okay. You're allowed.
Anyway, okay, let's move on. Oh, wait. Before we do that, let me give a quick shout-out to my friend Peter, who is a big fan of the CAGcast, and he lives in New York, and he actually came to Japan, and I had lunch with him the other day, and his family... I owns this potato chip company in Michigan called Better Made.
Okay.
And have you heard of
them? Yeah, yeah. Heard of them.
He sent me a whole case of potato chips, popcorn, chocolate-covered pretzels, you know, a big box. You know, I look, the shipping cost on the box was like, just the shipping was like $50-something.
You know, Peter, it costs a lot less to ship potato chips to New York.
Right. Dude, meanwhile, like, I've been gaining weight because I stopped going to the gym and I've been eating like a maniac. And
Wait a minute. Are you saying that your trips to the gym eventually stopped?
Yes, they did.
I could not have predicted that happening. I really
it's right
we
across the street.
I've gone twice this week. I just want let me say okay. I'm back, baby. Oh, I'm okay, back. But the reason why I'm back is because I had this giant box of potato chips in my office for, you know, for a week. And I would just be sitting at the computer, and out of the corner of my eye, I would see like, oh, here's a bag of popcorn. Let me just eat that entire bag of popcorn, even though it's 9:30 in the morning. And then I dug to the bottom of the box, and there was a big tin of dark chocolate-covered pretzels.
Again, Peter, it's a lot cheaper to ship things to New York than it is.
They're basically the best things I've ever eaten. Those are called the Better Made Special, I think. I'm not sure. Maybe that's the name of the company. That was what was on the tin. But,
that's nice. Enjoy that.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's cool. That is very cool.
Yeah, it's not cool. Don't ever send that again, actually, because I'm going to...
He could send it again, just not to you.
Do you know what the best part is? Their website URL is BM Chips. And yeah. Oh yeah, and here's the, if you go on bmchips.com, you see the chocolate covered pretzels. Oh, they have chocolate covered potato chips also.
Everything chocolate covered BM Chips.
Look at that.
Do they deliver those? I would just buy
they
those
do.
Off their website.
They do. They do. You can order on the website.
Oh, look at that. Oh.
Those look. Have you ever had chocolate covered potato chips?
I have.
Yeah, they're so good.
I know. My wife loves them. Maybe I'll get those for her.
You can mix or match, it says.
Mm. Yeah, I could do like a tin of each.
Oh, wow. Oh, and you get milk chocolate and dark chocolate. Anyway, thank you, Peter. It was very nice of you. Didn't have to do that, but... I will probably eat that entire tin of chocolate covered pretzels within 2 days.
I have a suggestion for you guys since you chocolate covered everything. I would very much like to try chocolate covered pork rinds. I'm throwing that out there.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to new releases. Shipwreck, this is your time to shine.
Great. There's hardly anything.
Shine on, yeah, baby. Shine on.
Shine on, you crazy diamond.
Tron Evolution. That came out.
Yeah, what's the story with that? Did get any reviews come out?
Yeah, it's getting around a 60 or so on Metacritic.
Oh, okay.
We played it at E3. Driving portions were just awful. Like when you're on the bike.
You know what else is awful? The Prince of Persia ripoff portions. Those were awful too.
I didn't get those. Is that like in the movie now? Like Tron wall running and stuff? Like I don't know.
Yeah.
It has a 58 on Metacritic, by the way.
Oh.
All right, so let's screw try. I think, has the movie come out yet? The movie's not out yet.
It comes out tonight at midnight.
Oh, has there been any reviews on that? Because I'm predicting that it's not going to be good.
That's pretty much what a lot of people are saying.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Tron. Here's Tron, the movie on Metacritic. Also 59. Well, the game was a 58, so pretty
59
close.
For a movie is a lot more tolerable than 58 for a game, though.
Oh, it has a 69 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
That's not awful.
I'm familiar with the Rotten Tomatoes scale. I usually use that for my movie viewing. All right, it's not that bad. But the first one wasn't so great either. Just had good effects for the time. But when you go back and watch it, it's pretty uneventful. Okay, I'm sorry. New releases, Ship. Tron.
No, you're fine. We were talking about Tron.
Right. I knew that.
Also, this week, Bejeweled 3 came out. That was news.
Bejeweled?
Do you match jewels in that game?
I think so. I don't know. Apparently, it's good. It's $20, which seems like a lot for a match 3 puzzle game. I need to find out what that's doing that's worth $20.
I like match game. Is Charles Nelson Reilly in this one?
Yes. Is that the guy who goes, "Hello, Frisco"? No, that's Rip Taylor.
Who's also probably been on match game.
I'm sure. All right, I won't be buying that. What else won't I be buying?
Yeah, we got this Sunday, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario All-Stars, that limited edition collection comes out for the Wii that has... It's basically a release of that Super Nintendo collection of Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario 2, Super Mario 3, and Super Mario Lost Levels.
Mm-hmm.
But it also comes with like a little booklet and a soundtrack CD and everything. It's
booklet?
It's a nice package.
Did you say booklet?
Yeah, it comes with like a little book or whatever.
I heard it was sort of hard to get, but I see they still have it on Amazon, so I guess it's not that hard.
It had sold out for a while on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
They probably didn't know how many copies they were going to get, and so they stopped taking orders. Or it was at a couple different places it was sold out.
It did. I remember a lot of people on CAG bought it. I remember looking through the stats.
It's a nice little collection. I got the Japanese version when I was over in Japan.
Mm.
So, I mean, for $30, it's not a bad little buy. You're going to get the four games that you're very familiar with, and then some extras. Yeah, some
I'm kind of tempted.
Whoa! Oh,
excuse me.
Wow.
I'm kind of tempted to pick that up. Excuse me while I sneeze.
Pick up the snot off the floor?
No, that's going to stay there.
Yeah, that's what I'd usually do. Mm-hmm.
That's for the kids.
Another movie game came out this week, Yogi Bear, for the Wii and the DS.
Oh, dude, I watched the movie trailer. Oh,
it's so good, right? Just top notch.
And you know what the worst thing about it is? That, I mean, you can guess what I'm going to say, probably. Dan Aykroyd is doing the voice for Yogi Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, man. What, does he need to put another level on his house or something?
I don't think he has as much money as you think he does.
That's a good point, actually.
Is the Crystal Skull of Vodka not doing well?
I don't think so.
Mm.
Yeah, that looks awful.
Hey, boo-boo. I'm on the Wii.
Right.
I don't think anyone's going to like your game, boo-boo, Yogi.
Yogi.
The game might be... No, the game's going to be terrible.
I think this is shovelware, Yogi.
Yeah, who's publishing that? D3. They publish a lot of
weird
stuff.
They did, what is it? Didn't they do Jewel Quest? Puzzle
Quest?
They
do Puzzle Quest.
Yeah.
That is D3's claim to fame.
Mm-hmm. Puzzle Quest.
Yeah. And
maybe
then,
it's Puzzle Quest with Yogi Bear. You have to, it's a match three with different food items, and then you feed Yogi. That would actually be a better game than whatever crap they put out.
Right. What else we got?
We have Cataclysm came out for World of Warcraft. We can talk a lot about that, right?
No.
All right.
What do you mean? You mean you haven't been playing it?
No. Not getting into that game ever. What else?
Then, let's go to the downloadables. There's some stuff that we've played there. There's some
excellent
good stuff in the downloadables. This is downloadable prime time now.
Okay.
Because all the big releases have come out, and now it's time to get all the little $10 releases. This is a good time to release your downloadable games, especially if they're free. Which two Doritos games came out for Xbox Live Arcade this week that were completely free.
And one of them is really good.
Crash Course is really good. I like that.
I agree. Me too.
I mean, it's certainly not, like, for free, it's perfect. For $5, it would be like, all right, maybe. But for free, it's a cute little game with your avatars where you're basically playing Wipeout or one of those crazy Japanese obstacle game shows. But I like it.
Are these games... I haven't really been following this whole Doritos thing. This is like they do some contest where they have indie developers make a game. Is this one of the games?
Yes. There's two of those that came out this week that are part of this contest.
Okay. So this is like some dude made this game and entered it into the Doritos contest.
Exactly. And Doritos, I guess, and Microsoft, and it got enough votes from the people to make it a real game. And here it is.
Got it. Okay. I tried it. It was fun.
It's cute. It's fun, yeah. The later levels get really wacky, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then I briefly tried out Harm's Away, which is the other one.
Yeah,
oh,
I didn't last.
That game sucks.
I didn't last long on that.
Me neither. Yes.
I don't get making that type of game. Like, it's a racing game that has vehicle combat, too, and the whole thing is one person drives and one person shoots. And there's also some like, turrets and stuff that you can kind of grab icons for, and those are your turrets, and they shoot at the other people. But I don't know, like, if you're going to make a free giveaway game, come up with like something that's a little bit more novel than just a racing game that's not going to be nearly as like compelling as Need for Speed or Gran Turismo or whatever. Like, you can't just put out a racing game. It's kind of boring.
Right. That's why I lasted a minute.
I finished one race.
You should have worn a condom. You would have lasted longer.
You're right.
That's yeah, you should have got that rubber cement out. And then for Xbox Live Arcade, Bomberman Battlefest also came out.
I don't know if I'm ready to invest in another Bomberman game. I had a lot of fun with the last one, but...
The last one or the one before that?
Maybe the one before that.
This is the third Bomberman game for Xbox Live Arcade.
Really? I didn't even know that. I have one of them.
How do they sit around? Like, Hudson, these must make money. And I know I have some people on my friends list, like East X, who's a big Bomberman guy.
Oh, he's the Bomberman guy. What do you mean a Bomberman guy?
Right. He's huge into Bomberman. And I guess that's why these things can keep coming out. There's enough of those people that are really into Bomberman. But like they just sit around and they keep putting out the same game, basically. Like I'm sure if I played this, I would not be able to tell the difference between this and the Bomberman that we played 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think you would either. Yeah.
I did major in Super Bomberman for Super Nintendo in college, by the way.
Did you? That was your major?
Yeah, I was pretty good at it.
Did you write a thesis?
No, but I took a lot of bong hits while I played it.
Ah, that would be Bongerman.
Bongerman, yeah. That's a great game. And a great bong.
There you go.
Well, Bomberman's a good game. I mean, you of need course. A Bomberman for every platform. And
right,
then
just one.
Beyond that, I think you're good.
Yep.
Or at least I'm good. For PlayStation Network, I tried out Kung Fu Live. Did you guys try that at all?
I have not tried it yet, but I am familiar with it because I know our friend Job works for the PR company, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is the PlayStation Eye game. It doesn't use Move, but it's very much you're just moving around and you're doing like karate moves and beating up people. I played it for about a half hour and... It's pretty tiring, and it requires a lot of space, like more space than anything that I've played on Move or Kinect.
Because you have to kick?
You have to kick, and you have to move like in about 9 feet across. Like you have to be back from the TV about 7 feet, and then you have to have 9 feet wide because you can move to the left, and you can move all the way to the right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of space.
I don't have that much space.
You could kind of get away with it if you just wait there in the center and wait for all the guys to walk towards you. Like, never go over near them. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to sit there and wait.
It's like Kung Fu, right, for NES?
Kind of. You're not really walking around like in Kung Fu. Like, you're not going left or right. You're just kind of in a screen.
All right. Is it fun?
It's fun. It works about as well as you think it would.
So like 80% of the time?
Yeah, about 80% of the time. You'll be sitting there punching and having a good time, and then all of a sudden your guy will do a backflip for no reason.
And Wombat does that sometimes when I hang out with him. He's
random backflips.
Random backflips. It's pretty weird. He'll be eating a sandwich and then just backflip.
I get excited when you're near me. What can I say?
Do a backflip right now.
It's like an 80s Toyota commercial whenever you're around.
Oh, what a feeling.
Yes.
All right, do a backflip so we can all hear it. Wow.
Wow, that was a soft landing, too.
He's got a soft touch.
I landed on my hands.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's $15, Kung Fu Live. It's novel. Like, it's not going to blow you away or anything. And it did a pretty good job of recognizing me, but it was a little bit dark in my room, so it wasn't spot on.
How much does that cost?
That costs $15.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be a little bit pricey for what it is, but...
Okay.
And then another game from some of our friends, one of the guys that works over for writes for Tech Gaming. He also works for a company called, what is it? Android, Rocket, something? Rocket? Somebody look that up.
Rocket Android? Robot Rock?
Robot Rock, no. Rocking Android, that's what it is.
Oh.
Rocking Android. They put out games for PSN, and I have no idea how to pronounce this game. I think it's Culeone.
Right. They need to buy a vowel.
Culeon?
Don't they know that a U has to come after a Q?
Well, I guess it's Culeone.
Anyway, what about it?
It's two games in one for $7. It's Culeone 1 and Culeone 2. It's kind of like a mix of Geometry Wars and Flow, and it's got that neon, like, geometry type of things, like enemies and flying around at you. But you can only lay bombs that explode and bombs that are like vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to trap the enemies in the vacuum and then explode them with the bombs. I don't quite understand. Like, I've gotten to the very last boss of the first game, and I'm still not sure that I'm playing the game correctly. But the first game, I didn't think that much of that one. But in the second game, they add – it's a lot more like Flow because you evolve as you eat these orbs after you blow up the enemies. And so it's got different paths that you can evolve and become different things, and then you get different powers.
Gotcha. How much does that cost?
It's $7 for two games, and both games have separate trophies.
All right. So, very good.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to CAG news and stuff. Of course,
yeah, let's
we mentioned
hear you bitch about Child's Play.
Yes, let me call out some other sites who didn't post about our Child's Play fundraisers. No, I just want to remind everybody, of course, that we are raising money for Child's Play. Just go to cheapassgamer.com. Right on the front page, you will see our chip-in widget. We've raised $9,500 as of this moment, but our goal is $60,000 by the end of the year. So we're quite far away. Usually what happens is people kick in as we get very close.
How much are we skimming off the top this year?
15% is the standard amount. Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I could use that.
Yeah, no. Well, you only get like 2% of that.
Well, it's fine. I'm still happy with that.
Okay. That's good. No, of course, the money does not even go to us. When you use the chip-in widget, it goes right to Penny Arcade's PayPal account. So it's not like you're giving us the money, even though, of course, we were kidding. In previous years, I did that. I would get the money and then send it on. But we have a way now just to send it right to Penny Arcade's Child's Play. You know, if you're listening to this show and you like this show, there are about 20,000 of you out there. It would be nice if you right now went to cheapassgamer.com and threw $5 in, which is the minimum amount you need to donate to get a raffle ticket to win one of our awesome prizes, including a bundle that gets you every console and handheld of this generation, worth over $2,000. We've got a $500 Play Asia gift certificate, some cool prizes from Endspace, and what was the other one? Enterplay, a complete set of New Super Mario Brothers cards, and cool, really, really a lot of great stuff. If everybody listened to the show,
you should get your friends from Grasshopper to donate some stuff.
They're not doing anything. My friend at Grasshopper is not in the position to get anything, and yeah,
that's too bad.
What are they going to give? You go to Newegg right now and buy No More Heroes for $13. No More Heroes 2 for $13.
They may have something cool lying around, some sort of like collector item. Something.
Yeah, I don't want to ask them for anything.
Fine. Just trying to sweeten your pot.
Sweeten my pot? Yeah, I know. It was a good suggestion, but I don't like that guy. I mean, I like the guy. I don't like the head of Grasshopper.
Whatever.
Anyway, just the point is, everybody go to cheapassgamer.com, give $5, and we'll have $100,000. So do it right now. I'm going to wait. I'm waiting. All right, I'm done waiting. I'm assuming you did it already. If not, I'm going to be mad. If we don't have $20,000 by next week, no show next week. I'm not kidding. I got to see $20,000 in that widget by next Friday. No show. I'm holding the show hostage. Nice. I'm not kidding. I might be kidding.
Week off for me.
Yeah. I may or may not be kidding.
You may, maybe, maybe not.
And there's only one way to find out. If you donate if we get up to $20,000, you don't have to worry about it.
Aren't there two ways to find out?
There's two ways to find out. You can wait and not donate, or wait and donate. What else? Also, follow us on Twitter, Video Game Deals, and I'll donate 25 cents to Child's Play from my pocket. I think I'm going to double that to 50 cents on Monday.
And you still don't like my idea, huh?
What was your idea?
About playing a multiplayer game. And for each kill one of us gets, you would donate a certain amount of money to Child's Play.
I would donate.
Yes, you would. I would donate too, and so would she.
That sounds a little lame.
And
why don't we just play the game and have fun?
Well, I was gonna say we could do that too, but I would say that each one of our kills would be worth different money. So whoever we would say qualifies as being the best at that game, their kills would be worth less than say my kills. Because whatever game it
can
is,
can I just donate money?
Yes.
This sounds confusing.
I'm so confused already.
Never mind. Fine, forget it. I'm trying to think of fun ways to raise money. But
it was fun. I'd rather just play with you and have fun.
Okay, we'll do that too then.
Okay, let's do that. Because we were playing, we played some Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yes, we did.
And we had a lot of fun with that.
We did. We'll talk about that later, though. We haven't gotten that far. You're jumping ahead.
I'm sorry. It was fun. I can't contain the fun. You know how it is.
I know what it's like. You played a game with me. You know what else is fun?
What?
Registering a website at GoDaddy.com. You know you could get 10% off any order by using the code CAG10?
Bullshit.
These are facts.
I'm calling bullshit on that right now. Nope.
You could get $5 off any purchase for $30 by using the code CAG5OFF30. And you could get $7.49 domain names by using the code CAGDOMAIN. So if you want to start a website that says, called buyingdomainnamesisfun.com, you can get that domain name for $7.49. That's GoDaddy for all your personal website shopping needs.
I'm calling bullshit on this whole thing, and I think Wombat is wrong, and there's only one way to find out is to go try and register your domain names with these codes.
Is this your new strategy for everything?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I like it. I condone threats. It. Mm-hmm. If you have a newsletter, I'd like to subscribe to it.
Okay. Well, Wombat, let us go to your section now. Multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff. A lot of exciting things to talk about this week.
Where do you want to start? There is a lot here.
Let's start with the NPD, November NPD numbers. And the big winner, I think we will all agree. Well, yeah, it's the Xbox 360. They sold almost 1.4 million systems in November.
I'd call the Wii a winner as well.
Yes, Yep. But as far as Microsoft usually goes, they really just kicked major ass. And Sony was the big loser. The PS3 sold 530,000 units, which I think is down 25% from last November.
How is that possible?
Because
I don't get it.
Because if you go out and you buy an Xbox 360, you're probably not going to go out and buy a PS3 in the same month.
Well, I realize that, but why are so many people choosing the 360 over the PS3?
Because they spend $500 million advertising it.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because Blu-ray players came down in price too?
That could be part of it. I think it also has a lot to do with the mind share of the Xbox in the last month. It's been on the, every major morning news show, Oprah, Ellen, you name it. It's been there. They've been showing off Kinect and touting it as a family-friendly device. And I think there's probably a portion of these family-friendly people where there may even be some savvy dads out there that was like, yeah, honey, this is for the family.
Of course. That's how a lot of these guys wind up with Wiis and probably never play them.
Exactly. So for all those Wii dads out there that want to play Madden, and if you look at the NPD charts, my theory may hold water because the fourth best-selling game this month was Madden NFL 11.
Mm-hmm.
That you may have a bunch of Wii dads out there that are like, I want to play Madden. I'm buying Kinect for the kids.
And I'll tell you, we did that contest for Black Friday where somebody won all the consoles and I had to buy them. And it was really, I was not able to find a Xbox 360 250 gigabyte system with Kinect. They're just not around. So I knew that this was going to be a good month because I couldn't find them anywhere. So, and plenty of PS3s. No problem getting any PS3 of any.
Well, you could have probably gotten the 4 gig 360, right? Those seem to be what Microsoft is pushing this holiday season.
Those you can find.
I'm just surprised that it's that, like, it's, Not quite 3-1, but it's approaching that territory there.
I was going to say, what's the reason to buy a PS3 this season? If you're this late to the console, to the modern console era.
Well, maybe Gran Turismo came out at the end of the month. So
there are still people out there that are Gran Turismo fans that have waited this long to buy a PlayStation 3.
Could be. But it did.
I was going to say, if you're that kind of knowledgeable on the system and that game, I think that percentage of overlap of people that don't own the console already is probably slim.
I don't know. I guess I think that, just like you said before, Microsoft just really dominated the media, you know, with this whole Kinect thing, and people, when they're going to buy their holiday gifts in November, and it should be interesting to see what happens in December. Probably more of the same, I would imagine.
It's quite possible.
So, you know, it's hard for what, you know, Sony didn't have they weren't able to push move the way that Microsoft was able to sell.
They weren't able to, or they
didn't. Looks too much like the Wii, right? I mean,
it's the Wii. I mean, it's the Wii. It's a better Wii.
So if you, Good Morning, you know, they're not going to go on the Today Show and show the move. I mean, because it's people like, oh, didn't this look the same, except now the controllers are black instead of white? You know, at least Kinect. I mean, I'm not making a judgment on which is better or anything like that, because I don't really care either way. But certainly if you're going to demonstrate a product on TV, the Kinect is more interesting.
Yeah, it captures the imagination more.
Yes.
Right. It's something new-ish.
TV appeal to Kinect for a show to show it off.
Even though the iToy was doing this years ago for the most part, but whatever.
No, I don't think it was. Not to this extent. Yeah, okay. Having just played Kung Fu Live, an iToy game. I mean, it's similar, but it's the fidelity's not there that's you get on Kinect.
But yet the best-selling Kinect standalone game was number 11 on the charts.
Dance Central.
High.
Huh? Is that
high? Pretty high.
Yeah, that's high.
That's high when you look at stuff like Madden and NBA. 2K.
Let's go over the list. Let's go over the top 10 list right now. Top 10 games from November. Number one. Well, let's start with 10. Let's go 10 and down. 10, Wii Fit Plus. Number 9, NBA 2K11. Now, this is all the platforms. All the multi-platform games are now lumped together. Number 8, Gran Turismo 5, selling 400,000 copies. You know, it did come out at the end of the month, so maybe that doesn't mean anything. Maybe it does. We'll see how it does next month. But I think Gran Turismo is one of those games that keeps on selling throughout the year. You know, people know it. It's not sort of an impulse buy. It's people maybe who pick up a PS3 and, you know, March of next year will grab that too. So who knows if it's something to worry about or not. Number 7 is Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, which we love.
Yes, we do.
Number 6, Donkey Kong Country Returns. 430,000.
I'm happy to see that.
Yeah, that was surprising, I thought. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised though.
I don't know. I don't think Donkey Kong carries the weight that some of the other Nintendo franchises do. I'm just surprised.
That's what I figured. So that's why I was surprised to see it there. Number 5, Fable 3. Hello, Fable 3.
When did that come out?
That came out in October, right?
Right, that was October. This is its second month. Yeah, it came out October 26th.
It was on sale during Black Friday for $30.
So was Need for Speed. I'm just saying, it's still pretty good that it has been able to stay in the top 10 for 2 months. That's impressive.
And it's it's just a single platform game.
It's a single platform game. It stayed in the top 10, and it's not very good. So, you know. Good on you, Fable 3, for releasing shit and selling well.
Right. Number 4, as Wombat mentioned earlier, is Madden NFL 11, still going quite strong on every platform, on demand. Number 3 is Just Dance 2 for the Wii. Ubisoft has struck gold, obviously, with that.
It's never going to stop selling.
I don't even know anything. I don't even know what it looks like. I have no idea what it is. I mean, I'm assuming it's like Dance Dance Revolution.
No, it's more like Dance Central.
Dance Central.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's just that it tracks, like, you hold the Wiimotes and dance around.
Right, that's lame.
Well, I mean, it is lame, but it's got its marketplace, obviously.
All right. And Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, number two, 1.14 million copies. I love that game. Play it every day, pretty much.
Yeah, that game is badass.
It is badass. And number one is Black Ops, which has sold 8.4 million copies this month.
Which is insanity.
Which is insanity.
Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed that game, and I'm glad that I played it. But 8.4 million copies in a month is ridiculous.
I wonder if their stock is going to like skyrocket or if that was expected.
Well, between this and Cataclysm, I think they've got...
Cataclysm? Is that what it's called?
Yes. You didn't know that? You haven't seen that video?
No.
Oh, you have to check it out. It's funny. Okay. It's doing... I mean, yeah, it's got to be a good year to be an Activision stockholder, I guess.
I'm an Activision stockholder.
I know. Now, here's my question to you. And I'm going to bring this around. So, Dan Central was the best-selling standalone Kinect game at number 11, which means it sold less than 400,000 copies. We could probably say, let's say it sold 385,000 copies.
Fine.
And they've sold 2.5 million Kinects.
Right.
That means that less than a fifth of Kinect owners are buying a game with their Kinect.
How do you know how many Kinects? Where did you see that?
That was last week's news.
Oh, okay.
2.5 million Kinects have been sold.
Okay, okay.
But 385,000 games.
No,
385,000
Dan Central.
Dan Central. That's
we don't know where like Kinect Sports and
seriously, you think the combined total sales of all the games,
all the other garbage, you mean,
is going to hit that 2.5 million number?
It seems unlikely.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I just think that's interesting.
Food for thought.
Yeah, food for thought on the attach rate of the Kinect.
Okay. Anything else we need to touch on for NPD? Sony like shitting their pants right now? And what's going to happen in December?
I think, you know what? As someone who I can be somewhat qualified in saying, Sony has some good stuff coming out in 2011.
All right.
So I wouldn't count them out just yet.
Well, you went to an event.
Yes, I did. I went to an event today where Sony showed stuff coming out in 2011.
Okay, well, let's wait on that. Let's table that. Let's get through the rest of our multi-platform stuff. And by the way, they are down 25% from this time last year. Sony.
Yes, it says it in what we were just reading.
Yes, I don't know if I mentioned that before. So anyway, we'll see what happens next month. Maybe
now mentioned it three times.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Let's see. This I wanted to talk about a little bit. I threw this on here. IGN and GameStop have forged a partnership. Did you read about this at all, Wompat? I know you're very into internet advertising, so I thought that maybe you would have researched this a little bit.
Now, I saw the initial article. I read it a couple of days ago, but you tell me what you get out of it.
What I sort of... You know, people are wondering like how this is going to affect IGN or how it's going to affect GameStop, whatever. I mean... What I think that is going down is they're basically... GameStop obviously strikes a lot of deals with publishers for marketing their games, whether it's on GameStop.com or in the weekly ad they put out in the newspapers or in the GameStop stores where they have, you know, the cardboard cutouts and the posters or whatever else they do in the store. So I think what GameStop wants to do is when they're making these deals with the publishers, say, hey... We want to sell you some web advertising too. So they partnered with IGN so that they can do that. Because IGN has an incredible amount of traffic. And obviously it makes a lot of sense to be able to sell that traffic to their customers. So I think that's what we're really going to see from this partnership. I think that everything else is just, you know, minor.
It's kind of weird, though. I don't see how this could work out long term without... Why? I think there may be too much of a conflict of interest between some of IGN's properties versus GameStop versus other advertisers that may not want to be advertising in this way.
Just from what I just said, though, how does that cause a problem?
It doesn't.
It doesn't. I think that's really the impetus between 95%.
I'll tell you what, though. If this does work out and I worked at Game Informer, I'd be putting my resume together.
No, no, no. Game Informer is one of the most... It's just another arsenal. It's just another weapon in the arsenal. Game Informer is one of the top magazines in the country.
Well, Game Informer is a top magazine because it's part of GameStop.
Right. It still is.
Yeah, I'm saying,
it's
but
just
maybe,
more shit that GameStop can sell to the
unless
publishers,
part
publishers.
Of the unless the deal evolves and IGN says, you know, we'd like maybe you should change out your Game Informer magazine to an IGN magazine to increase our own mind share so we could sell more ads on the web to make more money for everybody except for Game Informer.
Here's a question for you, Wombat. Do you think this is why when my deal with GameStop ran out, my ad deal with GameStop ran out in November, and I was asking them, you know, hey, do you want to renew? Do you think this is why they never wrote me back?
This could be a very good reason why they never wrote me back.
They still never wrote me back.
Yeah.
Never mentioned that. I was like, all right, 6 months and not going to write me back. Okay. Anyway, so that's that. Nothing to freak out about, I think. Unless you're me and you are counting on that money coming in from GameStop.
There'll be someone else.
Right, exactly.
If you're out there listening and you want to buy ads on cheapassgamer.com, just email cheapd@cheapassgamer.com.
Right, I call bullshit. No. Let's see, what else we have, Wombat? Pick some of these gems out here.
Was interesting that Battlefield 1943 made $16 million for Electronic Arts.
Right.
And the reason why this was a conversation I actually had with Shipwreck about a week ago, whether he remembers it or not, is suspect.
Right.
I think that the success of Battlefield 1943 did more to help sales of Battlefield Bad Company 2 than Bad Company 1 did.
It could be.
I remember this conversation. I don't think I cared about it.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
But there's a more interesting part to this.
There is a more interesting part. Here's my theory is that maybe companies that are thinking of introducing a new IP to the populace may want to consider releasing a smaller Xbox Live Arcade version of the game first to kind of build that awareness of the product and the characters and then release a full retail version. Again, this is a crazy, wild theory.
It's not a bad theory. And I think, you know how they have Battlefield Bad Company, the Vietnam add-on is coming out? I think they should release that, just make that like Battlefield 1943. Make it a standalone Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network game for $15 to $20. I mean, it could definitely be a self-contained game. It's got four maps or something. It's all, you know, and I think that'll get people fired up for Battlefield 3.
Here, think about it this way. What if episode one of Alan Wake was released as a $10 Xbox Live Arcade game, and instead of releasing that first DLC pack as free, that was included on the disc? So the disc version would still be the same length as the disc you played, but episode one would have been an Xbox Live Arcade game that would, say, have been released 4 or 5 months earlier, maybe even like December of 2009.
I think we're going to see stuff like that. I mean, you know, Dead Rising did something similar to that, and I think it's a great strategy. They sold a lot of those, and I wonder if that really helped sell
the game. How helpful that really is. And again, I think by the time Battlefield 1943 came out, I don't think no one was playing Bad Company 1 anymore.
Right, right.
But I think people saw Battlefield and thought of that Battlefield 1943 game that they have, and I think that was helpful. And I think that would help, you know, a lot of these struggling new IPs, the Enslaveds and the Magians, if they were able to create some sort of smaller package.
They had demos.
Well, yeah, but the demos don't carry over to the full game. I like what Dead Rising did. Where it is sort of like, you know, that Dead Rising thing was like, you could play that for like 3 hours, right?
Yeah, and it's not, and not necessarily, you know, not a demo, it's its own standalone game.
Yeah, it's
so
the
that
game.
When you, so that when you get the actual disc version that comes out later, there's already a built-in audience, and it's a continuation. It's not just
I think that makes sense if you already have a established franchise, but like something for like Enslaved or Majin, like, they don't have the budgets to come up with a completely separate game to promote their other game.
Well, I think the real what would help in many ways is I think video game budgets these days are crazy, and there may be an argument to be made that you make the downloadable game first and not even start the disc version until you see the reception of your downloadable game.
So, like 3 years later,
maybe.
Well, how would that work with something like Enslaved, though? I don't understand how.
Well, if they made, say, Enslaved was half its length, or who knows, maybe if it was just a downloadable game for $15. If Enslaved was released as it is, as a downloadable game for $15, do you think
that
it would have
be
sold?
Insane?
Would it be I don't know. I haven't played Enslaved.
I don't think you understand how like top tier Enslaved is as a product.
Well, it may be top tier as a product, but it's not a top tier seller. It's not a success.
Well, no. It.
So how do you make a game that
sales wise
that's a great. I won't argue with the fact that Enslaved is a great game. So we'll be in agreement. I haven't played it. You tell me it's a great game. I believe you. Enslaved is a great game. How do you get people to buy this great game, or how do you get this great game to make a profit? So that, was it Namco who made that? So that Namco continues to invest in games like that. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think Namco has a serious problem with their advertising in their community aspects as a marketing team.
So you think it's all marketing?
I think a lot of it is marketing. I think
it's also choosing products, coming out with products that are easy to market.
Right.
That's another problem. That's a bigger problem, maybe. I don't know how you market. I mean, maybe what Wombat's saying, maybe that would work for Enslaved, because I don't know how you market a game like that.
I have no clue. Yeah. I mean, I've said it before, like the premise of it and the character designs and the fact that they've got stupid names, like that's tough to market, but
it's
when
a tall
you play
order.
It, it's good.
Yeah, so maybe Wombat's right. Maybe you do need to get that out as a downloadable product, like an extended play type thing. I don't know. Something has to be done that's a little different, certainly, to sell a game like that.
Because that game was selling on, you know, Black Friday for, like, what, $22?
Yeah, $25, I think, or somewhere around there.
So if that game was released as a $25, do they... Because what, those Xbox Live On Demand games, they can go up as high as 30, right? Am I making that up?
Oh, yeah, they can go more.
30, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe it should have been released as the first direct download Xbox Live On Demand game.
Maybe.
For $30, $25 to $30.
Maybe.
I don't know. Again, I obviously don't know the answers to these questions.
Right.
But
right, they needed to do something different.
Yes, right. But I guess what I'm getting at is, as game budgets get higher, the chances of these new IPs coming out and taking these risks with games like Enslaves and Majin is going to get, we're going to see fewer and fewer of those games.
Right, because they don't make money.
Yes, which even leads to the, you know, EA's president is now saying that he doesn't even want to release games that don't have an online component to them. And that the offline-only game is dead.
Is that because they can make money selling the DLC? Because I see the other part of this article about Battlefield making that money is that the FIFA's has their ultimate team mode on FIFA has made $45 million in profit. That's just the DLC stuff.
I think that's definitely a big part of it. I think there's a bigger back end on a game with an online component. And here's the big if that the Electronic Arts guy Frank Gibeau doesn't mention is, I think that your online component has to have a community to it. If there's no one playing your online game, then no, it doesn't need to have an online component.
Right. Well, that's why the FIFA, I think the ultimate, I mean, I've played the ultimate team mode in hockey and
exactly. I think
they got my money and they did it in a really clever way. They sort of earned my money by doing this whole cards thing, and you play your team against other people's team, and Madden does the same exact thing, and I'm sure Madden, I wonder how much money Madden made with their ultimate team thing. That's got to be pretty serious.
I agree with you. There's definitely a room in this world for online FIFA, but is there a room in this world for online BioShock?
No.
Is there room in this world? Was Mirror's Edge not a financial success because it didn't have online? Where people really say, "Oh, where's the online in this Mirror's Edge game?"
No, and you know what? No. I think Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, the single player is so awesome that I think it would still be just as a success without the multiplayer. Although the multiplayer is great too, but the multiplayer in
Assassin's Creed is distinctly different than what you would find in your Call of Duty, and that's what makes it. relevant, is that there's a uniqueness to it. There's a relevance to that multiplayer that makes it stand out, that has that, where it's already formed a, you know, a fan base, so to speak, as opposed to how confident are you that the Dead Space 2 multiplayer component is going to have legs?
Yeah. And I think they're saying because they think they can make more money with it.
Yeah.
That's all. Anyway, let us move on, Wombat. Should we move right to Sony from here?
Sure. What, you don't think we spend too much time talking about stuff that's just going to get people in our forums angry? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure we can get them more angry.
I think so, too.
How much percent did the PS3 drop this month?
25, I think.
Okay.
Wombat, speaking of Sony, you went to a 2011 preview event. Where was that?
That was in New York City.
No, where specifically?
It was in some, like, it was in a building.
The address?
It was on 18th Street.
And? Cross Street?
Between 6th and 7th, which worked out because I work on 17th between 7th and 8th.
And who invited you?
No one.
You just showed up? You heard there was an event and you just showed up?
Basically, Ben Gilbert, our friend from Joystick, was there and he asked me, he goes, are you going to this event? And I had no idea what he was talking about. So when he went there, he asked the people running the event, he goes, hey, did you guys invite anyone from Cheap Ass Gamer? Because I could get them here. So.
Oh, they're like, oh no, we forgot Cheap Ass Gamer. Holy shit. Stop the presses. Get someone in here immediately.
They were really nice when I got there, though. So
heads were rolled. Cheap Ass Gamer's not here?
Exactly.
Oh my God. How are we going to get any publicity?
And they felt bad. They didn't have a name tag ready for me.
Oh my God. Did somebody finger your ass in the bathroom?
They might as well have. I got asked if I wanted to drink a lot.
Did you?
No, I did not. I was okay.
Oh. Well, what'd you see? What can you tell us?
Well, unfortunately, I can't say too much until next week. I know.
What?
I know. I'm sorry. So here, Shipwreck, you're like the embargo expert. Can I say the names of the games that are embargoed, or is that like under? Is that a bad thing too?
You can probably say if the games have been announced, you can probably say what you saw. You just can't say anything about them.
Okay, because I saw Killzone 3, which I can't talk about until next week.
I've seen it.
Yes, we saw that at E3. We know that game exists.
Did you? No, I mean, I saw it. I played it at Tokyo Game Show in 3D.
Yeah.
Were they showing 3D?
They were, but I didn't. But that's not what I saw. But I can't.
You're not allowed to talk about it. I caught you. Busted. Busted.
Yes, and I also saw the Mass Effect 2.
Oh.
Which I can't talk about yet. But we will. We'll talk about that more next week, I promise.
What else did you see?
I saw Journey.
Resistance? Journey, the rock game?
The rock game, yes, where you play as with floating instruments and weirdly digitized heads.
Journey Escape.
Yep, trying to get Steve Curry. Yeah.
You find the Kool-Aid man, your manager, and then he takes you to the end and you get in your little spaceship beetle.
Exactly. Now, this is the new game by that video game company, the makers of Flow and Flower.
Flower, Flower, Flower.
Yeah, they were all there too. Genova Chen was there, showing off Journey, and Journey is really nice looking.
Cool. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, it's really
cool.
Blow your
embargo here, though.
No, this game I don't think is under embargo.
Okay,
Journey's not under embargo. That one I'm free to talk about. You play as I think it's a female. Ben Gilbert at Joystick said he wasn't sure what it was, with a scarf, and whenever the scarf touches things, it kind of like in a flower, think flower, things just kind of brighten up and come to life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in an environment, and it's a little more. And as I said to them, I said, "Wow, this game is really more gamey than the last, than Flower was." Where, you're playing out in a world, it has almost like a Shadow of the Colossus vibe to it. Where these large
headshots does this game have?
Exactly.
Headshots?
Yeah, no headshots. Large, sprawling environments with a single character. Actually, what's really interesting is the game has co-op. And in co-op, you play with someone else online, but it's always someone different, and you don't get to choose who you play with. And there's no voice chat.
Right.
Which is part, it's an intentional part of the game mechanic to non-verbally try to figure out, solve these puzzles.
Or to get matched up with somebody who's just going to be a dick with you.
Well, that's really what you hope to avoid. But, you know, how many dicks are really buying a game like this?
Right, not many.
I think that's where they may actually be able to succeed in their experiment. But that game looks really nice, and I'm actually really looking forward to it more than I was before. Okay. I also got to see, speaking of Shadow Colossus, I got to see that, the HD version of that.
Oh, okay.
In 3D.
How does that look?
It looks really nice. It looks really cool in 3D, too.
Oh, it's in 3D. Is yeah. Eco in 3D also?
Yes. They're on the same disc.
I have a 3D television.
No.
I do.
That's bullshit.
And I never finished Shadow of the Colossus, so maybe this would be...
Yeah, I like that game better than Echo. Echo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Me.
Yeah, and it was really cool. They had, you know, and they had all other stuff there, too. That
the graphics looked a lot better. The...
They don't. It's not. You could still tell it's a PlayStation 2 game.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was getting at. Okay,
but it looks good.
Okay. Yeah.
And that was basically what I really saw. Would be those four games. They had some other stuff there too, like PlayStation Move Heroes. And they had that big gun that came out. They announced that big gun. Have you seen that online?
No.
Oh, I forget what it's called. I should.
Sure Shot.
Yeah, that thing.
Is that it?
Yeah, they had that there.
It's a big gun?
It's a big gun. It's big. Yeah, it is.
Oh, I can't find it.
Oh, that's too bad. It was kind of neat.
It's not Sure Shot.
It's the Sharpshooter. That's what it's called.
Sharpshooter.
The Sharpshooter attachment for the PlayStation Move. There's an article by Andrew on Joystick. Which is funny because I saw him use it today. So
yeah, it looks like an assault rifle.
Yeah.
Not a submachine gun, actually. Yeah, wow, look at that. That looks pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, it cradles the navigation controller in like the stock, whatever you call that. I don't know. Anyway, okay.
That's it. That's all I can really talk about. Oh, and I met Brian Crescente.
Oh, how was that?
Who I'd never met before. Would you be surprised if I said that he was actually really nice?
No, he's always very nice.
He was very nice. We talked about dogs.
Yeah.
Had a nice little conversation.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. I've never said anything bad about him.
It was actually a pleasure to meet him, and I would be happy to meet him again.
Yeah, no.
So there you go. There's my non-controversial statement about him.
Right. Right. I was wondering what I remember I saw that they had sort of Kotaku had a party in at Barcade. I was wondering what they were all doing there.
There you go. And that's pretty much it for the Sony event. Like I said, I can't. The better stuff will be next week. Sorry.
Okay, next week will be more if people donate, if we get the $20,000.
If we get $20,000, you'll hear my thoughts on Mass Effect 2 for the PlayStation 3.
Right, that's totally worth it.
That's what everyone wants.
Right. I bought Auditorium HD. On the PlayStation Network, because I saw it was in 3D, and I remember hearing good things about it, and I didn't like it very much. The 3D effect was almost not even noticeable, and I didn't really even like the game at all. That game needs a demo. Badly.
What is it?
It's like a puzzle. It's a puzzle game where you're basically redirecting light and to solve the puzzle.
Does it have music elements or
yes,
something?
Yes, it has music, but the music is kind of cool when it's playing, you know, when you're doing the puzzle levels, but I guess, you know, when you solve one puzzle and get to the next puzzle, the music, it doesn't flow into the next puzzle or anything. It just seems very disjointed. It didn't suck me in. It just kind of sucked. But I'm bummed. So I don't know. I didn't like it. I lasted about 5 minutes. And said, nah.
You should wear a condom next time.
Yep. What else we got here in Sony?
Oh, I just wanted to bring this up, that the DC Universe Online beta is going to be coming soon to PlayStation Plus members. And that's
I'm a PlayStation
GP.
Plus
member.
Yeah,
so you should start playing that.
I don't want to play it.
You should. You should play that.
Is it in 3D?
I'll start playing it here soon, too.
Oh, you have you have PlayStation Plus?
I do not, but I have a copy of the beta coming my way.
Ooh. Yeah, Shipwreck Plus.
Yes.
I didn't realize who I was talking to. I apologize.
Right. Have you ever met Crescente?
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've met him. He told me about how great the Who concert was.
Right, that was the best story.
See, Shipwreck's done everything. There's no getting past by him. He's just sitting.
Do we need to retell that story?
No, I don't know.
That was really the best story.
No, we were nice to him already this episode. We don't need to.
Okay, we'll save that. If we get $20,000, I'll retell that story.
Do we want to move on to Microsoft?
Sure.
Let's talk about Kratos real quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Kratos is coming to Mortal Kombat. I stole that from you. Ha!
I don't know. Like, I'm a big Mortal Kombat fan. I don't know. I guess that's okay.
You don't want Kratos. You don't want Kratos invading your Mortal Kombat universe.
Not especially, no.
No.
Then buy the 360 version.
Who do you think they're going to stick in the 360 version?
Oh, I know.
Blinks the Timesweeper.
No, Banjo.
Banjo the Timesweeper.
Yeah. Or Alan Wake.
The Time Sweeper.
That's what I was thinking, was Alan Wake. They really don't have anybody.
Your avatar. How about your avatar?
That would
awesome. Work. I am pro avatar dismemberment.
I don't think you're allowed to make a game that hurts your avatars, as far as the indie games go.
As you say, do you think they would make an exception for Mortal Kombat?
No. It would be good, though.
It would be good.
Who else could they have? Like one of the Gears of War guys?
Yeah, they could have with Marcus.
But I sort of agree with Shipwreck.
Coltrane.
I don't need that. It's like RoboCop going to wrestling. It's like, who really? I mean, I like RoboCop, but I don't need to see him in a wrestling environment. Or selling fried chicken in Korea.
Promotional reasons. Like, that'll sell more because it has Kratos in it. Mm. But as far as like actually being in the game, like, I'm never going to use Kratos if I play Mortal Kombat.
What did they put Master Chief in? Not Master Chief. They put like the female Spartan.
Yeah.
What
Mrs. Master
they did
Chief.
That. They did that. Didn't they have that once in the game?
That was Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive. Yeah.
Yeah. And Kratos has been in Soul Calibur already as well.
Oh, he's such a whore, Kratos. Still do anything. Such a sellout. What else? Microsoft.
Playing that Marvel Pinball.
What? Everybody talk over each other now.
We both said the
pinball,
same
Marvel.
Thing.
Marvel
Pinball.
Marvel Pinball.
Pinball. Marvel Pinball.
No, it's Pinball FX2. You guys aren't even doing it right. It's Pinball FX2 with the Marvel Table Pack.
Yeah, I call it Marvel Pinball.
You have to download the Pinball FX2 for free, and then you buy the table separately. And there's a pack of four that has Iron Man, Spider-Man, Blade, and Wolverine.
Yes.
And it's $10.
These are facts.
And it's awesome.
That is a fact as well.
Yes.
We all have that, right?
I talked about the leaderboards. Yeah. Yeah, I talked about the leaderboards last week, but you guys bought it and everything now. So I'm right about the leaderboards, right?
The leaderboards are awesome. Yeah, you see the avatars pop up while you're playing, when you're about to beat somebody's score, when you beat their score, when, you know, for everything. And then after the match, you see, you know, if you overtake somebody on the leaderboard, you see your avatar standing next to them, and your guy is all happy and their guy is all sad. The tables are really well done. Let's go around the room. Shipwreck, you start. What's your favorite table?
Spider-Man, clearly.
Wombat?
Pasha.
No. The Marvel tables.
I think I lean a little towards Blade, actually.
Whoa. No, yeah. The correct answer is Spider-Man.
So
Spider-Man
sorry,
is your favorite table. Yes, you're wrong.
Did I say Blade? I meant to say Spider-Man.
Yes, it's okay. I understand you could make a mistake like that.
Well, I get confused because one's a Blackula hunter. And the other is Blade.
Okay, and here's round two of the questions. Which table has the worst voice acting? Shipwreck?
Wolverine.
Wombat?
The answer is Wolverine.
Yes, that is. Who did they get? The janitor to do the voice of Wolverine? It's awful.
I'm the Wolverines.
Right.
I can't even tell who's talking in that game. Like, I don't know if it's the guys I'm fighting or if that's Wolverine.
I'm the Wolverines. Like, the runt is mine. Wait,
yeah, I don't know either. It's terrible. The Spider-Man is the best one, I think.
Spider-Man is very good.
Yes, but the Wolverine, wow.
But the table is still good.
The table is I don't like the table that much either.
Really? I like it when the foot soldiers pop out and you have to use the bar thing and you can drop the ball on top of their heads. That's pretty cool.
I haven't played that one that much, so maybe it is.
Oh, there you go. Although I've only gotten the Rock'em Sock'em Robots once.
All right. Well, anyway, the point is that if you like pinball, it's a very good game of pinball, this Pinball FX. So if you're a pinball fan at all, you should definitely get it. It's worth the it's $10. You can get all the Marvel tables, and there's another pack of tables for $10 too.
Mm-hmm. And people were asking whether I preferred this or they wanted me to compare it to Pinball Hall of Fame Williams collection. Okay.
Yes.
I actually prefer the physics still of Pinball Hall of Fame over this. It just it feels a little bit, I don't know, just more natural to me.
Right.
The ball feels a little bit heavy in Pinball effects to me. Like, it's really easy to trap the ball. But they're both very good pinball games. I suggest picking up both of them.
All right. Excellent. Yeah.
And one thing I noticed that's different, you know, the Williams collection, which I also agree, I think the pinball is better in those games. Those are obviously based off of real tables that occurred in real life. And I think that there's a cheapness to them in the sense that those games were designed to get you to spend more quarters in them.
I was thinking the same thing. Dude. Yeah, these tables are not as cheap.
Yeah, these tables are not designed to have you put more quarters in them. You bought them and you own them.
Right, they're designed to be fun.
Exactly. And I got
the same exact feeling.
So I think you could really tell that in the FX2 tables. And I think that's a reason why I may like those tables more.
I'm glad you brought that up because I totally forgot to mention it. Excellent. Let's see. Oh, and Flyers 241 writes in and he says, do you think the game could be improved by stealing from Pac-Man CE and by adding a time limit mode? That way you could play the game in 5 or 10 minute chunks instead of grinding away towards a high score. Or am I missing the point of pinball?
That could maybe be a mode, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I would like to see the mode they have for multiplayer implemented into single player, like just unlimited balls to a score where you could just kind of practice.
Yeah, more modes is certainly could not hurt anything.
Yeah, the multiplayer mode that the game has, Cheapy and I played it, you could set the rules. We played at best to 10 million, and the first person to hit 10 million was the winner.
Fastest to 10 million.
Fastest to 10 million, and also a 5 million, so the fastest person to 5 million was the winner. But yeah, I would like to see that implemented in like a single player, kind of like as a practice.
Maybe they don't do that because they don't want to dilute the leaderboards.
Well, they have the practice. If you go into the operator menu, which shuts off the leaderboard.
But I'm saying they don't add the time limit stuff because then maybe it gets to be a little too much going on when you're trying to compare your scores with friends.
Gotcha.
For example, like Pac-Man CE, which is awesome. Oh, CEDX. I don't even know what the hell the thing's called, but the new one that just came out. There's so many different tables and different modes, different levels and different modes that you can play that you can almost get lost and like you don't know, like, all right, I'm good on this mode at 5 minutes, but my 10-minute score isn't great. It's a little maybe diluted. Maybe that's what they were worried about. I don't know. Let's see. What else we have in Microsoft? Oh, there's a rumor going around that Mass Effect 3 is going to be revealed at the Video Game Awards and that it will include multiplayer.
It will because it's published by EA and now we know all EA games will have multiplayer.
Right. I wonder if they'll have Ultimate Team mode.
Oh, I'm sure.
That would be. They'll figure out a way to get my money.
They will figure out a way to get your money.
With Mass Effect.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond,
I hope it's just multiplayer where you have conversations back and forth.
Right, and I see women take off their space clothes.
Nice.
And I see space panties.
Because I don't want to cover base shooter multiplayer Mass Effect, I don't think.
No, me neither. It's unless they got to do something really cool. Space combat?
I don't know. I mean, I think that Assassin's...
Panties?
Assassin's Creed has kind of turned up the notch a little bit on thinking outside... The norm.
They've raised the bar.
Yes.
Here's a game, Assassin's Creed, the third version of the game comes out, and instead of just tacking on a deathmatch multiplayer that you'd see anywhere, or capture the flag, bag, whatever, whole new multiplayer mode that we like a lot.
It's awesome. I've played it almost nonstop since I've opened my game on Monday. I've played it every night since. And
what level are you at?
8.
Shipwreck, you got to get in on this shit, dude.
Yeah,
I know. I have it for the PS3.
Whatever.
Dude,
no,
get rid of that.
Get rid of that. Get the 360 version so you can play with us. We'll set up a game night. As soon as you have the game, we're going to set up a keg game night. The three of us are going to play, and somehow it's going to wind up with three of us donating money to Child's Play.
Right. No, someone's going to wind up with me donating money to Child's Play.
Whatever. Money goes to children. Does it matter how it gets there?
It's really awesome. I play the multiplayer during the day, and then when the wife gets home at night, we've been playing, I'd say, about a half an hour to an hour of that single player every night since I've gotten the game.
I haven't even touched the single player yet. I've only been playing multiplayer.
You're gonna love
it. I go in it's and so I play, good. You know, the everyman for himself mode because I don't feel the need to play with friends. And it's really
good.
That's
the best mode, I think. It is. It's my favorite mode, yeah.
I mean, it's your heart thumps when you play that game.
Yep. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, let's move on to Nintendo.
My Wii is now turned on in my house.
Why?
It's in the bedroom. My wife uses it for Netflix.
Aha! How is Netflix on the Wii?
It's not bad. I mean, it's not high definition, but there aren't really that many things on the Instant Queue that really are high definition. But okay. It's good because it works for that purpose. I mean, it works just fine. It's easy to use. The menus are pretty clearly laid out. And she could sit in bed and watch her shows. And if, sometimes Sabrina's in the bedroom and she wants to watch Thomas, the Tank Engine.
Okay,
and
that's, sure. She likes Thomas, huh?
They have tons of Thomas on Netflix. So she could now watch Thomas in both rooms.
Right.
So everybody wins. But yeah, I've been using it for Netflix. It's awesome.
Excellent. We had some questions here. People wrote in about Nintendo. Martin Alessi via Facebook writes in, formerly of EGM. Do you know Martin? I think. Yeah. I think that's who he is. What do you think the impact of a $300 price tag of the 3DS will be? Are parents going to freak? Also, the games are rumored to cost $40 to $50. Seems a little steep for a handheld. Actually, it's a two-part question. And Chris Powell writes in, what do Nintendo and Sony need to do with their next-gen handhelds to compete against the iPhone? Do you see the iPhone taking control of the market share next-gen? Seems to me one of the biggest advantages that the iPhone has over the other portables is its 3G connection, giving the user instant internet access anywhere he goes. How big of a factor do you think it is? It's not just the internet access. It's the fact that they can buy the games right then and there from anywhere.
I think it needs to be free internet access on the new PSP and the new 3DS.
Like the Kindle.
Exactly like the Kindle.
Even though the Kindle doesn't really... The Kindle, you can sort of browse the internet on the Kindle.
Well,
but it's
I don't
very
think
shitty.
These products are really for browsing the internet. But I think that if you want to... Like, if you want to buy a game...
Oh, you're saying free for that. Free
for the store. Free internet for the store.
Free internet for the store.
Right, like the Kindle. Okay, so exactly like the Kindle.
I say maybe free internet for other certain applications.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Something that they need.
If they can implement, say the PSP2 implements a friends list.
Right.
And you could text chat with your friends on between your PSPs for free.
Right, that is a good feature. That is something that they would need to compete. I agree.
That would be an attractive feature.
Yes.
As opposed to spending $15 a month or whatever whatever it costs for unlimited texting on your iPhone.
It's tough. I think it's going to be very tough for these new next-gen handhelds to compete against the iPhone and the iPod. I mean, I don't know.
In North America.
We'll see what happens. In Japan, the iPhone is very popular and it's getting more and more popular.
Yeah, but it's not nowhere near what it is over here.
Right. People still need to play Monster Hunter on the PSP here. I think it's going to be tough. I think, Pachter just came out and said that the PSP2, Sony's going to have a really tough time with it. And I've been saying that forever. I think that the iPhone, the games are way cheaper. And sure, like the games are maybe not as fleshed out as a full-fledged handheld, but who cares?
The games are free. Like,
right.
There's free games every day.
Right, or a dollar, which is basically the same as free. And hell, you know what? $6 is like a premium game. This game, Infinity Blade, which we'll talk about in a little bit, came out. That's as premium as a game can be on the iPhone. And it just came out, and it's $6. Okay. And now Martin writes in, he says, if these 3DS games are going to be $40 to $50, yeah, 3D is a nice gimmick and all, but $40 versus $6 or free. I don't know. It seems it's going to be really tough. It's going to be super tough for Sony, less tough for Nintendo because of the 3D and their IP, but I don't know.
I think both are going to lose a lot of the casual market here. Like,
yes.
I know my nieces who are, I don't know, 13 and 11, I think. It's right around that age. They don't touch their DSs anymore. It's all iPod Touch and iPhone, and that's where they play all their games at.
Yeah, they just did a survey, actually. I got to find, here it is, right here. The study just shows that mobile gaming is growing and the DS and PSP gaming is shrinking. This was done by, where's the name of the company? Interpret. So it says, according to a survey of 9,000 people, there's been a 53% increase in consumers who use mobile phones for gaming, and DS and PSP use has fallen by 13%. And I think we're just going to see that go on, continue, and increase. So, anyway.
Did you get Infinity Blade?
I did. I got it. And now's a good time to talk about
it. What do you think of it?
I bought it for the iPad. And it's a universal app, so the same $6 price tag gets it on both of your systems, if you have, or either system. It's really cool, but I was surprised about what type of game it was because I had downloaded the tech demo that they had, Epic Citadel. Is that what it was called? I can't remember. Where they basically let you walk around the environment. But the actual game is not like that at all. You don't walk around at all. And I think I read this review on Ars, and they basically nailed it. They called it Punch-Out. It's basically like an RPG Punch-Out with Dungeons and Dragons, because that's what you're doing. You're in like a castle environment. You see a monster. You walk up to the monster. You can dodge left and right. You can block and you slash with your finger, you know, drawing on the screen. And you have to dodge out of the way, just like Punch Out. And when the guy is stunned,
they don't. Is that how you know how to dodge?
Well, the reason why this is better than Punch Out is the way the animations work. You can actually see what they're doing and react accordingly. Unlike Punch Out, where you had to sort of memorize some little ridiculous things. You know, like blinking. You can see the guy's picking his axe back and which side he's bringing it to and which way he's going to be swinging it and react that way.
It's when you punch him in the stomach.
That's when you dodge and then you slash away. And then so you do this and you move through the castle from enemy to enemy. You get loot and money and different weapons and all that stuff. And then there's a guy at the end that you have to kill, the Mike Tyson, so to speak.
Would you call this guy a boss?
He is the boss. He's the god something. I forgot what his name is.
And how long
god
does
something.
It take to get to the end boss?
Not long. 10 minutes, okay. 15 minutes. Okay. What happens is he's
hard. I know where you're going with this. That's why I ask.
Okay. It's very hard to beat him. So he's going to kill you. And when he kills you, you start over as your son. And the game starts, he goes, I'm going to avenge my father. But you're continuing as the same guy. They just call you his son. You have all your stats and inventory and all that stuff. And this just repeats until you're more powerful enough to kill this guy. And it's an interesting idea. It's certainly clever. Works well in this format. And for $6, got to go for it.
Did you kill the end boss yet?
No.
I don't know. It only takes 10 minutes. I don't know how many times you have to play through it before
you got to play through a lot because he's level 50 and I've played through maybe 3 or 4 times and I'm level 8 or 9.
And it's interesting enough to, like, there's loot or something. There's a reason you want to go back through.
Yes. There's weapons. Okay. There's rings, weapons, armor, helmets, shields. For $6, you can't go wrong. Let's put it that way. No one is going to feel ripped off for $6. The graphics are great.
iPhone 3G that can't play it.
Well, then you won't feel ripped off because you won't be able to play it.
Yeah, I can't play it on my phone, on my iTouch.
It's cool. It's not the be-all, end-all, but it's quite entertaining. I did sit on the couch and the toilet playing it yesterday. So here we are. Time for the CAG bag and the show us your tweets. We're wrapping up the show here with some questions from our listeners. SexyPants69 writes in, "Hey, Chiefy, my friend slept with you in college and said you were the best lay she ever had. What is your secret and how can I get in touch with you?"
Rubber cement.
Right. The secret is right. The secret is rubber cement. Apply it liberally. Apply it before you put on the condom and after the condom.
And I just a big kudos to the CAG forum member that actually made this fake account. So
yes, that was very nice.
More power to you.
B. Coacciat writes in, just rolls right off the tongue. "I have a question for Shipwreck. I don't know if I've ever seen you give an awful score on any of your reviews. Has this ever happened? Also, if you had to pick a game from this year to give an awful score, what would it be? I just played through Rock of the Dead and would like to nominate it."
Well, I didn't give Rock of the Dead an awful. Awful is our 1 out of 5, basically, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I don't think I've given an awful.
That's the picture of awful is a duty with flies around it.
Right.
So you don't get to see that.
I'll have to give out one soon, I guess, to start using that some. But it's really hard to be that bad. Like, awful, I almost am keeping that there in case a game just, like, breaks on you. Like,
chances are, like, you're not going to be playing it if it's that bad.
Right. I'm not going to finish it enough to write a review.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like you're sitting in your house all day long doing reviews.
Right.
Playing everything that comes out. So, okay, so nothing. Anything you want to give this year an awful score?
I mean, there's stuff that you can just throw out awfuls like crazy. Like, it just of stuff that I did not enjoy at all. Like, I Lost Planet 2, that was
awful?
It was awful.
You would give it a wow. Okay. Wow.
I didn't finish reviewing that because the awful. The save system was just terrible in that. Like, you died and you had to start all the way over at the beginning of a level.
Right.
That one, I just did not enjoy it at all.
All right. Well, there it is. Let's see. Oh, Chris from Facebook writes in, says, "Didn't Wombat say that these analysts were way off on the Kinect sales predictions? Seems like they will be very much correct."
It was Microsoft who predicted the correct numbers, not the analysts.
Oh.
I
don't know what we said. I might have said something like that, too. It would be interesting. I don't know.
I'm just being a jerk. Sure. How dare I?
I wonder, Shipwreck. I know Shipwreck came out and said that he didn't think it was going to be successful at all, right?
No. I said the exact opposite.
You said it was going to be awesomely successful?
Yeah, I think I've been pretty consistent in saying that I thought it was going to sell well.
Oh, okay. Well, someone needs to go. I mean, I'm not going to do it because I'm very busy. But somebody needs to go back through all our old episodes and find.
I don't think any of us thought it would sell. I don't think any of us thought it was going to sell 5 million copies this holiday season. I think we were all pretty conservative in thinking it would sell over 1 million. I think 2.5 million is definitely more than I expected it to sell.
All right. Well, somebody who's really bored.
I think I predicted it would sell around 1 million, maybe right, more than that, but definitely not as much as it sold. So I will definitely.
Somebody
cop
who's
to,
really bored should go back. And
I will definitely
to
cop to being wrong, but I don't think right. I said it wouldn't sell anything. I just didn't think it would sell as much as it has.
Okay. Understand.
But I would. I
you didn't know that it was going to be on Oprah.
Exactly. I didn't know it was going to be on Oprah and Ellen either. And I definitely changed my tune after that. I also still stand by my attach rate theory.
Okay.
That I don't necessarily see the legs.
Okay. Iron Past writes in and he says, "Is there any way to make our wish list available?" He's talking about a wish list on CAG for others to see besides letting them into our account, similar to Amazon's wish list stuff, but far more useful with the price tracker being attached to it. Yeah, just cut and paste the URL and send it to them. You might have set your account to be private. On your wish list page, it says settings, and you can make it so that only you can see it. You maybe did that and don't remember. So take a look.
Why are you answering these questions on the show?
Because I want people to know that we have a wish list feature on CAG.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You should say we have a wish list feature and it's very useful, everybody.
Yes. Well, you just did it for me. Even better. Justin wants to know what we're doing for the holidays. Well, Hanukkah's already over, so while
that's
done.
Yeah, it ended last night. Did you see the video on Facebook?
No.
Oh, there's a good video of Sabrina playing with her toys from the first night.
Oh.
Yeah, you should
Did you get
it.
Anything good?
I got my sound bar. Does that count?
But you bought that for yourself, though.
Yeah, but that's all I get.
Oh, you buy yourself a present? Is that how it goes?
That's kind of how it goes. And, yeah.
You want to hear what I got for Hanukkah?
What, nothing?
Well, my mom sent a big box of stuff for Ty. There was like literally maybe 8 gifts in there, like Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, 90% of them say Ty on the box. One of them has my wife's name on it, and one of it has my name on it. So I'm like, oh, cool, I got something. So Shima opens up hers, and there's some tights in there. I was like, oh, all right, tights. I open up mine.
Was it a cape to go with the tights?
No. It's they're targets for Ty to pee on. You put them in the toilet, and it's supposed to make him want to pee in the toilet standing up.
I get it. I see the point. But why does that?
But how is that a present
sure
for me?
Not... They weren't for you, Cheapy.
I'm not. I mean, I do miss a lot, actually.
And it's something you can use.
Yeah, the rim is pretty dirty on my toilet.
So you could use. So maybe you should use them.
Mm.
Did you ask your mom?
I didn't.
You should ask.
I did. I was like, "What was up with that?" She's like, "Oh, she didn't want Ty to open them and think that they were something he needed to use right away." I don't know. So that's what I got for Hanukkah.
Did Ty get anything good from grandma?
Yeah, he got a bulldozer and some books and we didn't open up all the gifts yet. Actually, I'm saving them. I don't really know when Hanukkah is, so
it's over. It ended last night.
I have no idea when it started or anything. So I'm spreading it over throughout December. Let's see. Shipwreck, what about you?
Well, Christmas isn't here yet.
Right.
I will be going to Chicago for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in Chicago last weekend, actually.
Right, yeah. Why do you keep going to Chicago?
Yeah, what's in Chicago?
Last weekend, it was the 30th birthday of one of my wife's best friends, so we went up there to...
Boring!
Yeah. I went to the Lincoln Park Zoo. They had the lights on and everything.
They have hot dogs?
I didn't eat any hot dogs. Did you see the picture of the omelet I had?
No.
Oh, I my did. Gosh. The street value of this.
In Tokyo is incredible.
It would be ridiculous. It was kind of an omelet. It was served in a skillet.
Oh, you got to put a picture of that in with the show. I got to see that.
It's on Twitter.
It's on Twitter. Yeah. I've seen it.
There's a skillet, and you get a skillet. Like, they bring you the whole skillet and put it out for you to eat out of. And so on the very top, it's... four eggs, I believe, that had four over easy eggs that were like the icing on this omelet.
Oh, that's
and
disgusting.
Then underneath, there was probably two or three like potatoes worth of hash browns. And mixed in with that was like a ton of ham and cheese and like onions. And then I put hot sauce all over the top of it.
Wow.
Oh, man. It was so good.
Except for the over easy eggs. That sounds good to me.
You can get the eggs any way you want it.
Excellent. I'm in. I need to see that picture. Let's see what else we have here. Baron O'Hell says, if your son ran for president one day, do you think half of America would claim he wasn't American because he was born in Japan?
Well, he was born in Japan and he can't run for president.
Yes, he can.
I thought you had to be born in this country to run for president.
You don't. You have to be a natural born citizen. Which he still is. No
is
matter
is
where
he still
born.
Considered a natural-born yes. citizen?
Yes, and a natural-born killer.
Mm.
If one of your parents is a citizen, and your son and your kid is born outside the country, and you've I think you've had to live in America for 5 years.
Okay, so he hasn't lived in America.
No, me. I had to live in America.
You.
I had to be a citizen and live there for 5 years.
I don't know. I'm already thinking that these rules are sounding a little sketchier.
Right. So he's okay. But will half of America, who knows what half of America will claim? Who knows? That half is crazy. We call that the crazy half.
I wouldn't vote for him.
There's only one way to find out.
Right. Give us
foreigner. $20,000. I'm not voting for that foreigner son of yours.
All right. Anything else we need to talk about here? I'm getting tired. And I need to
then
go
I guess
lunch.
The answer is no. You need to go eat lunch.
Is there anything for... I thought there was something for Wombat here, or Shipwreck, or...
I don't know.
I guess not.
Okay.
All right.
Follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/cheapyd, Shipwreck, and Wombat5277. Don't forget to watch my Ustream show every Sunday at 8:30. That's the Wombat Ustream show. You can find the
New York Time.
You can find that on Twitter. And also, if you do need to buy a website, that's called cheapysonforpresident.com. You can go to godaddy.com, 10% off any order with keg 10, $5 off any $30 order with keg 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain names with keg domain. Again, don't forget to friend us on MySpace. And
what? MySpace?
And and your AOL Facebook keyword is CAGcast.
Hand job. No. Don't do that. And also, to Child's Play. Right now, you have to go to www.cheapassgamer.com and donate at least $5 to Child's Play.
Oh, and don't forget to dig the CAGcast.
No, we don't do. You said, what is this, 2007? Anyway.
It's IRC room.
Stop it. My ICQ handle is sexypants69. Nope. All right. That is all. We'll see you next week, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. We got to see if we hit that $20,000. I don't know. Get to it. See you later.
Red stud.
I sent you the picture of the skillet. Should be in your Skype window. I guess I can stop recording.
Mr. Arcade, I need help. My husband won't come home.
Pac-Man, I can help.
Get him, Pac-Man!
Stand back. This is the official tabletop version of Midway's Pac-Man.
It looks the same.
And it plays the same. Monsters, power capsules, sounds, even displays best score. And best of all,
you can take Pac-Man home.
Official Midway Pac-Man for one or two players. The arcade game you can take home with you from Coleco.